I know, I've been eating them.
Oh, I forgot my ginger ale. I got a ginger ale.
We're back.
And we're back. Welcome back to another episode of
Spooky Cast.
Scary Movie and Chill. I have a co-host that does not care about the podcast. Does anyone want to do this with me? Thanks. Please email me. Thank you. I'm your co-host, Bonds. We're here with the critters. This is the Casa de Critters, Charles and Vivi. Charles is in his Santa costume because this is coming out the day after Christmas.
This is the post-Christmas.
This is our Christmas episode.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you could say it's the official Christmas.
Holly Jolly episode. Vivi did have her Christmas outfit on, but then she turns into a loaf and
a little waddle.
She can't walk well.
Walks around like those munchkin cats.
Oh yeah,
with their little legs.
When I put clothes on her, she stays.
She stays real low to the ground.
Yeah, so I had to take it off of her so she could walk around. Charles, what's your name, Michael? Michael, what's your name?
Chuck Longballs.
Gross. What's new with you, Michael?
Dinglin' balls.
Don't talk about balls.
On Christmas morning when you hear ding dong, ding dong.
It's good old Michael Longballs.
It's Chuck Longballs making his way down the streets delivering presents to everybody. From his big old nutsack.
His old saggy sack full of toys.
Not a whole lot is new. It's the same old fucking bullshit.
Michael, what's your Christmas wish? For a Christmas episode. It's a holly jolly episode. Are you feeling a holly jolly?
Don't want to be miserable anymore, Bonnie.
Michael, being miserable is a personal choice.
I just want life to not suck anymore, Bonnie.
Well, Michael, I have to say I'm pretty disappointed when I called you at 7 a.m. that you were still sleeping. You were not up, working out. You told me that you did.
I haven't gone in the past.
Michael's like, I wake up at 4 a.m. and I go to the gym for 5 hours. And then I come home and eat my hamburgers and helper.
But why do I go to the gym? There's no results.
Does it make you feel good?
No, not anymore. There's no results. I don't feel anything anymore.
You have to have results to feel good about working out.
But I don't feel good. Not like those first ones.
You're not answering my question. You have to have results to feel good about working out?
Well, at some point.
I don't always see results, but I just feel good having exerted myself.
I mean, it's either or at this point.
I feel good when I can leg press 200.
But, well, the main reason was...
And my thighs are ripped.
The night before, I did not sleep well. It was like one of those weird... Where you have like those, it's like weird dreams all night and just like you're tossing and turning and you just like, you physically can't get comfortable. Like when, I don't know if that ever happens to you where there's just so much happening.
I can't get the positioning of the pillows right and then my neck is just like, ugh.
Right. And I just start thinking too much about how uncomfortable I am. And then it just, like it felt like I fell asleep for what felt like, a few hours and I rolled over and, I don't think I had been even asleep for a half an hour.
Oh.
Because I had, I was put something on to fall asleep to so that there's just some sort of noise in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's also...
Do you have a white noise machine or do you just...
No, it's just like, it's either podcast or if I'm in the guest room, I'll put some just bland...
Michael's guest room.
The extra room.
Michael's bouge.
A bland documentary where people are just talking about boring stuff just so it's noise. Especially when it rains because... The gutter is broken right outside my window, so it literally sounds like somebody's just pouring water into a cup all night, and it's
by my bedroom,
and it's not in a relaxing way. Like there's like
it's kind of concerning. Is that running into the foundation? Right, and the whole place is gonna collapse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just like literally just a ton of water, but it's not a good noise. Not like just listening to rainfall is one thing, but just imagine somebody just pouring water into a glass all night nonstop. It would drive you nuts. So, I only set it for 90 minutes. I always put the timer on so it goes off. I'll know I'll be asleep within 90 minutes. But I had fallen asleep, felt like it was a couple of hours, and woke up, and I still had basically an hour left on the timer, and I was like. Oh God, it's going to be one of those nights because when that happens, you also wake up and because you feel like you've been asleep for a few hours, you kind of don't feel as tired. And so, like, I'll wake up and be like, oh, geez, I felt like it's been a few hours. It should, you know, I was thinking it was going to be 3 or 4 in the morning. And it wasn't even 11, you know, and you're like, oh, no. And so, like, you don't feel tired anymore. And then you just, so that whole night before was, like, very restless. And then I thought I'd be able to, like, just take a nap throughout the day to, like, help. But I was just, like, exhausted. But, like, I just couldn't fall asleep. Like, I couldn't even, like, I laid down to try and take a nap, and I just couldn't get into that, like, nap rhythm. So I took 2 full doses of NyQuil last night.
Yikes.
And then I didn't fucking move until, like, 6:30.
The book I'm listening to is called Stolen Focus. And the guy says that whenever you have to take something to fall asleep, it's like you're not getting a full restful sleep. So, I mean, it's helping you go to sleep, but you're not getting fully rested.
No, which
I didn't really know
But I'm definitely getting more sleep than I would if I wasn't taking
something.
But it's
not like a restful, regenerative
sleep. Because eventually I metabolize all
it's
that stuff out.
It's just kind of shutting your body down.
Right. Eventually I fall into what is real sleep, because you metabolize all that stuff. And I metabolize all that stuff for some reason, like, really quick. Like NyQuil and like drugs like that. For some reason, it's like if I don't take 2 doses of NyQuil, then I'll start feeling tired, and then I'll go to sleep, and then I'm up, like I said, like maybe 2 hours later, and it's out of my system. It's just like done. So, but I mean, I get it, but at the same time, but once it pushes me asleep,
Sleep Chronicles,
then I stay asleep. And then at some point I'm getting some sort of restful sleep because I'm unconscious, and not as a result of medicine, but as a result.
So you had a bad night's sleep, and that's why you were sleeping in at 7 a.m.
Yep. But I was like, I literally just woken up when you called.
I know. I could tell. I said, why is your lazy ass still asleep? I thought you got up at 4 a.m.
and
went to the gym.
I was already up. But you.
Meanwhile, I was on my way to work.
Yeah. And I thought.
So you've been lying this whole time?
No.
Saying you're going to the gym in the morning. You're not even going to the damn gym.
I do go to the gym. I just didn't go today. Mm-hmm. But other than that, not a whole lot. Just trying to maintain sanity.
Thought I was going to sneeze.
But. That's it.
What else you got going on, Michael?
Nothing, Bonnie. It's just which highway I'm going to jump in front of moving traffic on.
That, Michael.
That's what I'm going to do.
Don't say that.
I'm picking my favorite highway that I'm just going to fucking take a big old leap in front of a big old truck. Ruin somebody else's Christmas. Well, make
guess
my,
what?
The best Christmas
I'm going to be
ever.
Someone else's problem for a change.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to be only my my own problem. I'm going to be
all my problems are going to go the fuck away. Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, buddy, what's new?
Good talk. Let's see, Michael. You know, it just gets less funny every time you do it. It really does. It's just like less entertaining. I'm very tired. But anyways, I had my fresh off a holiday party. I had my office party on Friday, and I was excited. Tati was coming, but what Tati didn't tell me until hours later is that she had taken an edible before she got to the party. So when we get to the party, meanwhile, we've been chatting in the afternoon. I was like, we're gonna get some drinks, we're gonna have some fun, blah blah blah. I was showing her my my pre-party, which was my gluten-free pills and my lactate pills and my antacids that I was gonna take
before
going to the party, so I can enjoy myself and not get heartburn or have an upset stomach by the food. And we get there, and they're like immediately, they're always they're usually at the door with like trays full of drinks. And so it's like champagne. So like champagne, and I was like, hell yeah. So I grab my champagne, and Tati's like,
Bunny's like, glug, 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 more.
She's
glug,
like,
glug, glug.
I think I'm going to get some water. I'm like, water? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, I almost double fisted. I should have grabbed 2 glasses of champagne.
It's free.
I could have one. I know. It was free.
Always free drinks, free everything.
So we get inside, and then she starts spiraling about everyone's outfits. She thought she was underdressed for the party, and she wasn't. She was just really in her head. But I didn't know that she's just like peeking on the edible and just kind of like freaking out about everything. So she thought she was like really uncomfortable, that she thought she was really underdressed. She wasn't. And then she was like, where are all the black people at? And I was like, she's like, you don't have any black people in your office? And I'm like, yes. I'm like, we just got here. We have to go on the other side. And there's other people on the other side. And I'm like, yes, of course. And so we're trying to like walk around, and it was like packed. Like the thing is, like they allowed plus ones this year, which would be, I would have been more jazzed if I had like a romantical partner maybe to take there and whatever. But whose I mean, name it was still isn't fun.
Charles.
Still fun to have a friend there, but also like that's just more people to clog up the venue. So it was really hard to get around there. It was real tight, and I hate, there's nothing I hate more than having to like squish by people where it's constantly where you're just like, excuse me. And like people were just like standing in front of where we needed to walk. And it was just kind of annoying. Charles,
just so you know, Charles is doing the laziest bark that you've ever seen. His head's hanging over his bed and he's laying down. He's not even sitting up. He's just literally laying and just making noises in the laziest way possible.
We're not doing that right now. So it's like hard to get around, and then we decide to go sit on the patio, and then a guy comes by and he's like, do you want some more? And I was like, oh yeah, let's refill this cup, you know. And then she's like, okay, I'll have one. And I'm like, finally, god, what's your deal? Like, she was just acting kind of weird. And then they always have speeches, right? They have it's like the new partners have to give speeches
and say like these, it's been such an honor getting to know everyone here.
Usually I will say the past few years it's been great. Like there's been some like really good speeches and that have been like interesting or whatever. You get to learn more about the person.
Yeah.
But there was a girl there. She was like the first one. And she went on for so long that I was like, I know I'm high, but I'm like, this chick's been talking for a long time, hasn't she?
She's a lawyer?
She is a new partner.
Which means she's been a lawyer for a while and is supposed to be like, is like a good lawyer because she's a partner?
Well,
or theory, has a bunch of money to buy into the partnership?
In theory, I guess. I don't know.
She didn't know to fucking pump the brakes at a big old party when everybody's fucked up.
But man, and I was just like, maybe I'm just really high, but I feel like she's been talking for like an hour or something. Like she was talking for a really long time. And then we were just like trying to figure out how to get the food, because last time they had stations set up with food and they were passing hors d'oeuvres and stuff. This time they were walking around with lamb shanks, and I was like, I didn't want one at the time, and I was like, I'll just get one later. And then they stopped walking around with the food, and so I was like, okay, where's the food? And then someone said, oh, it's all the way in the back, like on the other side of this huge crowd of people and the people giving speeches. So it's kind of just, they probably like,
stop with the walking. When people start talking like that, they stop. Like,
yeah, that makes sense.
With any of the service.
But it was just like, that's it was when they a should lot be like
going
food.
Gung-ho with it.
It was less food this year. And so we finally get to the back. We find the food. We get the food. And then we go back to the patio. And I only got to see like a couple people, because like I said, it was just hard to like get anywhere to like see anyone. And she's just like looking at her phone, and I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, are you trying to leave? And she's like, maybe. And I'm like, Tati, you just got here. What is going on with you? I'm like, do you want to like go across the do you just want to leave this party? We can like go across the street. We'll go to there's like a hotel bar nearby. I'm like, we can go over there and go chill at the bar. I've been wanting to like go inside the it's place and see it, because they refurbished it.
The one near the studio there?
It's right by CAA.
Oh, yeah.
In Century City Mall.
Yeah, that big
one. It's like they totally redid it and spent millions of dollars redoing it. So I was like, I've been wanting to go check out that bar, so why don't we walk over there? So we leave, and I want to say we left at like 9 or something. It was kind of early.
Well, that's still, what time did it start?
5?
Yeah.
Well, maybe like 8:30 or something.
I mean, it's still a good chunk of time to spend there.
But I like barely got to talk to any of my coworkers, because I was like trying to like talk her down from goddamn. She was like freaking out about everything. So we get over there, and then we order a couple of drinks, and then she's like, I didn't say anything before, but I was definitely peeking at the party. And I was like, is that what your problem was? I was like, dude, like that, you should have just said something. Like,
right.
Like I was just trying to like, and then I felt like I couldn't, it's not like I would leave her to go talk to other people, but I felt like I just had to like stick with her, because she would have left. Yeah, for sure. Probably she would have bounced. And I was just like, what is, because she seemed excited to go. And then right. all this
she got
like,
too high.
What is happening? Yeah, she definitely got too high. And then I was fine. But then at one point I felt like I was really high when I was talking to one of my coworkers, and she was just looking at me, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm a little too high. Because I didn't have that much to drink. I think I had maybe like 3 glasses of champagne there. And then we went across and then had 2 drinks there. And then that was it. And then I had to go back to my office. I waited for her to get a lift. And then she went home. It ended up being kind of an early night. I thought we were going to go out for like a while.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. And then she had a hard time getting a lift to come pick her up. We waited like 40 minutes or something. It was crazy. Ugh,
it's such a nightmare. I hate like...
It really is.
Taking lifts now.
And so I had to go back to my office and get like all my bags of stuff. And I was going to take it down to my car. And that's when my key fob decided to stop working. So I couldn't unlock my car and do anything. And I had to call, and then I had to call a Lyft and wait for the Lyft. And the Lyft driver was such a bad driver. He was making me car sick. Like, he was like jerking the wheel. Like, I think he didn't like it that I was like, because I couldn't, I was like, I have to shut my eyes because if not, he's like making me nauseous, right. Like car sick. So I'm just leaning back and I closed my eyes and I felt like maybe he was upset that I was like,
I thought you were going to just like pass out.
And so he was like jerking the wheel, and when he took his turn like so sharp that I was just like, whoa, I'm like, it's kind of uncalled for. Like, yeah. And then when we got to my place, I got out of the car and literally I had to like choke down puke because started to come up my throat.
You're outside. Just puke outside.
It was outside my fucking gate.
Who cares?
I'm not gonna do that. Just, I live here.
Go right in the gutter.
I choked it down.
Do it in the gutter.
And then came home. And then Sunday, I was like, I just left my car there. I had to order the battery. I had the wrong battery for the key fob. So I Amazoned it. And then I'm like, oh, you know, it'll be a nice little hike, an urban hike, if I take my dog from where I live, which is like Melrose Hill area, and walk all the way to Century City to go get my car. It's like 7.6 miles.
Yeah, it probably took like, what, like 4.5?
3 hours.
Yeah.
3 hours. It was the longest trek of our lives. He was such a trooper, though. Charles was just like...
Yeah, I feel like animals, like most people, they just like they power through until they know that they're able to just chill.
I'm like, let's go, buddy. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're gonna get in the car and we're almost there. So we get to the office building 3 hours later. We get into the lobby and... The lobby floor is like black marble or something. It's just all shiny black. And he just like doesn't know how to walk on it. And his paws just go like, they just like splay out and he can't walk. Oh, because
it's too slippery for him?
I don't know if it was just that it was too slippery or if like, because I feel like his eyesight is like, he couldn't like see very well the floor because it's black and shiny.
Yeah, I don't think he does well with dark stuff. Like, because every time on your street at night, that there's one side of the street that's really dark and then one side of the street that is a lot brighter. Mm-hmm. And the dark one, he just like doesn't...
He doesn't like to cross the street. No.
Even though like, it's like, dude, you know the street. You know, like, you know what this is. And like...
You should be used to it, but he just doesn't like to do it.
Yeah, he didn't like dark stuff.
So, like,
he doesn't like...
Dark people. Dark people. My dog's racist. Anyway, so I'm trying to get him through the fucking lobby.
He just
lobby.
Knows what he doesn't like, Bonnie.
He was like, I'm like, Charles, come on. You can do it. You can do it. I'm like trying to get down to his level. I'm like, come on. You can do it. And so he's like slowly. It took a while. Slowly starting to walk. He's slipping. He's sliding. So we're going real slow. There's like a section where they have like river rock and they have these like uplights that shine onto the wall. And he, instead of walking on the shiny floor, the marble floor, he walks in the river rocks, so he's like he's like slipping and sliding on the river rocks instead of walking on the floor. And I'm like, oh my god. And I know there was someone at the security desk
they're
the whole time like, watching all this happen.
Like, the dog's big old handicapped.
Like, I wonder how many times they've seen dogs.
They're probably like, did your dog just learn how to walk? Like,
it
used to be a quadriplegic dog, and then you put him through therapy, and now like today's his first date. That's not smart, cat.
Let her sniff. She tries to like get close to him. He just won't let her. She tries to lay on him and he's just like,
yeah,
he doesn't like it. So then we have to take the escalator down, but it wasn't running. So I think if it was on, there was no way he was going to get on it. But we just like walked down it like they were just regular stairs. And then I was able to get the car and
nice.
Bring it back, but that was like a fucking trek, dude. Like,
I bet like fucking feet must have been killing you.
I mean, not really, because I had my like gym shoes on, but It's like I definitely underestimated how long it would take me. It's like the blocks here are so weird. It's like everything is so much longer. Don't you think?
Yeah. I don't think that like city blocks here are the same as like
regular New York city block. Yeah. No, not at all. They're like so much longer.
Especially when you get into that part of town.
Oh yeah. And then the streets are all, it's like 5-point intersections and weird ass shit like that. Yeah, it was rough. So
this city's not designed for people to be walking around like that, buddy.
No, and you know what? No one was walking where once we crossed, like, right. What was it, La Cienega? There, like, literally no one's on the sidewalk.
City sidewalks now are basically
people walk
homeless
over here.
People neighborhoods.
People walk in my neighborhood, but like over there. And I even noticed that in Beverly Hills because, like, after I first moved here, when it was really hot, we would go to, I'd drive over to Beverly Hills and walk in because the sidewalks were, there's more shade over there. Because remember my old apartment? It was like sunshine. There's like not a lot of trees. And so it'd be like blasting hot. So we'd go over to Beverly Hills where there'd be big trees, more shade. The sidewalks are bigger. And there's like literally no one walking over there.
Yeah, every now and again at that like Beverly Hills sign though is where you get like all the tourists and shit.
Oh, well, if you're on like...
Yeah, but if you're walking through like the neighborhoods... But
no, we're on like the...
Yeah, you're just
the
watching...
The neighborhood streets. There's like...
You're just watching...
In between is it Santa Monica? Santa Monica and Sunset, the like neighborhood streets. Like there's nobody walking over there.
Yeah, it's just usually like the housekeepers that take the bus.
So we did that. I had my holiday party and I guess that's about it.
Well,
interesting. I feel like I had something else to say, but I don't remember it now. So anyways, we are going to watch. This is another movie from the Vulture...
top 10 or whatever, top
article,
17.
Top 17 holiday movies. This one's called Rare Exports. Wow, it's got 3 out of 5 stars. 6.6.
It's only one person reviewing it.
That's interesting. How does that work?
I don't know. It's a Finnish movie, so...
6.6 on IMDb. This came out in 2010.
This movie's 30 years old.
It's on Amazon Prime. I gotta find the freaking synopsis of the movie.
It's a movie from Finland.
Oscilloscope.
A Finnish movie. It's basically they go on this archaeological dig and they think they find Santa Claus's bones. You're gonna need to put on subtitles. I don't think it's in English.
I think they're already on. I always have the subtitles on. Oh, it's in English.
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah, maybe. I guess everything else. It could be like one of those, like, you know, a lot of these weird movies.
Why is it so hard to get the subtitles to work? I hit English.
Yeah. They were on.
They didn't show up, though. Does this movie not have subtitles?
It was, you know what? The reason why it may not be working, I tell you, is because it's in Finnish. So I think when they speak English, they don't put subtitles on. When they speak a different language, the subtitles will come up.
Is this the beginning?
Yeah.
Seems like we're really jumping into... It's two dirty men talking about sawdust.
Yeah, because one guy is like... I always feel like a lot of these European... type movies that are, you know, foreign language films, like, because there is so much English spoken over there, they always have, like, English characters that just speak English. And it's always, like, a British person.
So the synopsis of this movie is, it's a 2010 Finnish fantasy action horror comedy film written and directed by Jalmari Helander about people living under Korvatunturi.
Yep, Coventry Mountain.
Who discovered the secret behind Santa Claus?
See?
Oh, okay, now there's subtitles.
Yeah, because they're not speaking English.
The film is based on the 2003 short film Rare Exports, Inc. and its 2005 sequel, Rare Exports, The Official Safety Instructions, both of which involve a company that traps wild Santa Clauses in trains and exports them to locations around the world. Oh, interesting.
Oh.
Was that an icicle dildo?
Santa's dick.
He's looking at a crystal.
I will say, like,
cylinder.
Already, they're putting an effort into, like, the cinematography of it. I will say that is the one thing that even, like, low budget, you know, I watch, like, a bunch of Swedish shows on Netflix to try and, like, train my ear to hear the language. And, like, even, like, some of that are, like, obviously, like, low budget or this other stuff, like, it all looks, like, pretty good. It's pretty uniform.
This seems like...
Because they also, I mean, look at the, you know, they have, like, a lot better, you know, like, landscape than a lot of places.
There's nothing more that I love than people asking me if things that I've posted online are still available.
Even after...
When I say I love that, I mean I hate it.
But did you mark it as sold?
No! Because it's for sale. If it's posted... You know, I even put that in the description. If you see it, it's still available.
Oh, okay.
Because when you sell it, you have to mark it sold. I guess you could be an asshole and not do it. But like, it kind of automatically prompts you because it'll be like, especially with like Facebook Marketplace, it'll be like, you guys had a conversation about this. Did they buy it? Whatever.
Right. Yeah. Like, what can we do to help? You know, whatever.
So fucking annoying. It's just like 20 people asking me the same thing.
No, and then they never follow up. I mean, of course,
they never make any plan to like buy it or do anything. They just want to annoy you. I love it. Is that a snowmobile? This is a crazy sounding language.
Because it's funny because it's similar, but not really like how like Swedish is, where like, it's just like how they break words up. Like, if you're saying like mama, it's like mama. And they always like have these like, they just like create weird accents on things.
Hmm.
It's very bizarre. And for some reason, I mean, obviously this movie is supposed to take place at Christmas time, but like, again, most of the stuff that I watch, like Swedish TV, I don't know if it's because like their winters are, you know, 10 months long, but like, it seems like they're always filming in wintertime.
Oh.
The truth about Santa Claus.
This kid looks like a cartoon.
Yeah, he does. He's got very bizarre features, a very bulbous face. There's in Iceland, they have like these little, like, they don't have like one Santa. They have like these 13 little like Santas. They're like, oh God, what do they call them?
Elves?
No.
This was filmed in Norway. Tromsø, Norway.
They're called Yule Lads. They're 13 mischievous Santa Clauses.
There's 13 that come?
Yeah, they're all, and they all, you know, they all have different, you know, I guess you could say like the Seven Dwarves, they all have different personalities. So like, depending on, you know, how things are, you'll be visited by a different Yule Lad.
Whoa, Santa's boiling kids.
I love this montage where it's like, first of all, that kid drew that.
He's coloring.
Yeah, but then you can't color in the lines.
I don't think he drew it. I think he's just coloring it.
Remember back in the day, like just big opening sequence, like credit sequences in movies? Like, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Remember those used to happen?
Sorta.
Like just the whole credit sequence would just be.
Oh, someone's whittling wood.
Yeah.
Oh, he's making spikes. He's making a trap for something.
He's hunting Santas.
He's actually whittling the wood.
He actually, like, this is what, we should send this. This movie was made before the frickin' that turkey one, Amityville Thanksgiving.
Is that a pig's head? Did you see that?
Oh, he's probably trying to trap, like, bears or something. If you put like a, if it was a pig head, in this way,
look.
Yeah.
Ew.
Should you really be cutting an apple with the same stick you use to whittle wood?
I mean,
I guess their immune system's probably nuts. It's wood. Nuts-o.
What are you gonna get from wood?
You think that there's not germs and bugs and junk in wood?
In freezing temperature?
No, that's what you do.
I put an apple in the pig's mouth.
That's how you say that name.
What did he say?
the kid's name? Pietri.
Pietri.
Basically like Peter, I would assume.
Sleeping sitting up? Who does that?
Finnish kids.
Oh, Michael, I... Whoa, he's in his underwear. Ew, kid, put on some pants for the love of God. Gross. I don't ever want to see a pantless child. It's disturbing.
Yeah, it's weird.
I booked my first trip of 2024, Michael.
To New York?
I did. I pulled trig today.
And?
Because the flight was $375, which I thought was not bad. Flying out of Burbank.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I felt like that was a good price flying out of Burbank.
Yeah. And especially after your last trip to... Dude, LAX is such a fucking nightmare.
Avoid.
It is so fucking bad.
It's...
It's probably going to be bad until right before the Olympics.
Oh, are they doing all these changes in anticipation of that?
So I guess that they are building like a tram. So no cars are going to be at the airport. It's for, you know, homeland security purposes. So they're going to...
This kid needs to put his damn pants on. He's walking around outside in the snow without pants.
Yeah, did you know that... have you seen that thing that what they do in like those Nordic countries with babies? They
Michael,
no, they no.
Tell so, me
no,
right
they,
now.
They like, they feel like it's good. It
exposure
helps get their
therapy?
Exposure. Yeah, they
stop.
They bring their baby. So like, if you go to like coffee shops, there'll be like this whole like row of just like baby carriages outside, and the thing will be down, and they just leave their babies in there, and they let their babies take naps outside. And so it gets them used to, of course they're like bundled up and whatnot, but it gets them used to being outside. They think that the cold air like helps with your immune system, helps build your immunity and gets you used to like this cold weather. So I've seen a few things on.
So they're like encouraged not to wear pants then?
No, it's just like they're not as in theory bothered.
His dad's a butcher.
They're not as bothered by the cold. Look, his dad's wearing a sleeveless shirt. You think the room is heated? It's a butcher shop.
He's cutting a fucking pig carcass.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm flying out of Burbank. The flight was, I thought that was reasonable, $375, and I had a credit.
Oh, that's right.
I had a $242 credit, and for some reason I wasn't able to use. The credit wouldn't switch over when I tried to book it online, so I had to call them and like talk to someone and like have them do it. And she's like, "Well, I can't access the credit from your account, so I could just book it for you." And I'm like, "Yeah, but you're gonna charge me." And she's like, "Well, I could waive the fee since it's like not your fault that you can't. It's not working." And I was like, "Well, okay." So I was on the phone with her for like 20-30 minutes. Figuring it out, and then I only had to pay $130 something.
That's cool.
And I already booked the hotel like a couple weeks ago. I found like the cheapest hotel in Soho.
Okay.
Like Soho. Yeah. And so I'm like, well, that's a deal, because every other hotel was like $580 for the days that I'm going. And I'm like, that's like so much. It's
that's
like,
a lot
and I'm not
going to
be spending any time in the hotel because my ass is going to be walking everywhere.
That's the thing I hate about certain hotels, where it's just like, I don't want to like
resort fees are out of control.
Yeah, I don't want to stay in like a dump, but at the same time, it's like, to your point,
just
like,
don't have bed bugs.
I'm just like, I'm not going to be spending most of my day in here. Like, it's just mostly at night, so
I'm just going to be I need some place
to just like unwind,
showering, and that is it. So
don't act like
it's
you're
going
to shower.
A shower.
Maybe.
At least once. A 4-day trip. So, yeah, that's all done. Got that booked. And I also... I also got a ticket to go tour the inside of Greystone Mansion. I'm really excited about
that. What's that?
The freaking mansion in Beverly Hills that I told you about.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They finally opened up the tour, the inside tours, and you had to like register for some sort of like account, and then you could get the ticket. So I did all that like last week. I gotta say it. I'm so excited to go see the inside of it.
When?
It's like a old historical mansion. Like there was a murder that took place there. It's like, it's got a long history. It's like January 6th, I think. Is the date.
This little kid in 2010 had a Finnish mullet.
These kids are... whoa, he's got a gun?
Yeah, they're hunting. I think they're hunting.
Oh, no.
That's like a like Finnish... this.
They're trying to shoot reindeers.
Yeah, no, they're trying to capture them so that they're poor locals. They're trying to feed their families.
They're really manhandling that kid.
And one kid is just like, hey, can I? And they're like, get the fuck out of the way.
Is he wearing an earring?
Yeah, this kid literally looks like, I mean.
He's kind of badass. He's got a mullet and a dangly
like,
earring.
Yeah, I mean, he's like definitely
looks
one of those
like
kids.
He's 11 or something.
Yeah, he's like one of those kids that rides a dirt bike with no shirt on. You know?
Road rash be damned.
Yeah. He'd be the kid like in the, like from the South that would always have like the Kool-Aid mustache. That's what he looks like from the 80s. This movie was made in 2010.
They're snowmobiling in the wild tundra of Norway.
They don't know. Finland. Well, I guess
they filmed it
in Norway.
Hello?
These goofy little carts.
Oh, my brother got his Christmas tree.
Wow.
Whoa.
And how did he like it?
He sent me a picture of it. He put his stocking on the tree. He said he really liked it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, there's all these dead reindeer. They're like mangled. I guess they're not going to eat. Someone killed all their...
No, then you go, maybe the meat's good still.
I don't know. I thought you had to like gut them like super fast.
Yeah, you have to... Well, yeah, well...
Before their shit starts getting contaminated by bacteria.
Right, you gotta get it. You have to like cool the meat quick is what you need to do. That's why you try to gut it so that you can open it up and let it.
Looks like they're already gutted, all good.
Yeah, it looks like something mangled these things. So they're trying to figure out what they're digging for at that. Is that Willem Dafoe?
What? No way. There's no one in here that. No. Whoa, he kind of looks like him.
He kind of looks like Willem Dafoe. Like a tall, like, this is going to sound mean. If he was tall and like a hunky kind of guy.
Willem Dafoe is not hunky.
No, but this guy's like a taller, hunkier version of him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Where, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely better looking. Someone cut the fence on their property. What's a flogging? This kid's threatening to flog another kid. What does that mean?
I think they're brothers.
Oh.
Yeah, but flogging is... You know what flogging is.
All I know is flogging Molly.
What? You know what flogging is like where you take something... Like you use like an instrument to beat someone with.
What?
Yeah, like
you
it's like a cat, like a cat of nine tails type thing. It's
that's
usually
it?
It's like flogging. It's like
whipping.
It's more like
violent
whipping
than that.
It's like whipping. But yeah, like flogging sounds like I'm just gonna flog you. And you're like, oh geez. But then when you get flogged, you're like, fuck, this hurts.
You've been flogged?
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like you're getting
and
whipped.
How do you know what it is?
Oh my god.
I feel like you don't know. You're just making stuff up.
Bonnie, it's called being educated. It's called reading.
Are you?
It's called reading a fucking book.
Michael, how many books have you read in
read
your unemployment?
A fucking book.
Michael, how many books have you read?
Read a
Michael,
fuck it. What?
Did you read your novel?
What novel?
The one you got at the movie.
Not yet. I got a bunch of other books in order
what are you
that
reading?
I got to
read. What are you reading right now, Michael?
I got,
Michael, what are you reading?
Books on investing, and I got a few audiobooks that I'm going through.
What are you reading right now?
Then I got that Rich Dad, Poor Dad book.
Are you on Goodreads, Michael?
No.
You make a list of all your books?
No. Cause I don't need to make a list of books. You know what my list of books is? All the books that I have at my place.
Yeah, but you're not reading them, so what does it
no,
mean?
No, I've read a bunch of them, and then I've got new ones that I'm... Oh, look at this.
I'm reading... Oh, I'm telling great. You, the Stolen Focus book is really good. It has a lot of interesting facts.
Does it?
I think I
am... What's it accomplished, Bonnie?
It really goes in depth into why our attention span sucks.
I mean, I can tell you why. I know why.
He has a lot of interesting facts in there. It's 55%. I'm 55% of the way through that audiobook. And then I have a Kindle book that is pretty good. It's called The Only One Left that I read usually at night before I fall asleep. It's like kind of spooky. It's like a spooky book.
Oh.
And I finished. I did like two back-to-back memoirs before I got into Stolen Focus. And I want to read, I think next after that, I think I'm going to read, my therapist gave me some books on grief. She gave me a list of books that I was going to read. Actually, I need to give that to my brother. He needs to read
Yeah, it sounds like he probably
books.
Does.
What was that, Michael?
Yeah, it sounds like if I remember somewhere.
What?
Probably.
Probably what?
You probably need to read it, too.
Me?
Him, yeah. Your brother.
You don't know shit about my brother.
You tell me everything.
No, I don't.
Everything.
When was the last time I talked to you, Michael?
About your brother?
Yeah.
Last week.
Where are they?
They're at that site where that one guy...
They're found, in the scientist office?
Yeah, where they think that they found Santa's... They're wondering what they were built, like digging up. Because they kept like blowing things.
Of course the power is on. Why is that guy wearing sunglasses at night? These guys are too cool.
This guy is like a mixture of like Philip Seymour Hoffman and someone else.
He reminds me of Randy Quaid.
There you go, Philip Seymour Hoffman and Randy Quaid. Norwegian, Finnish. You know, when it comes to like foreign actors... I don't know if they're like good or bad because, you know, like if you don't know the language, I don't know if they're delivering the line in a way.
I mean, you can tell by their face.
Well, you can always, I mean, I assume that you could kind of tell just by like certain actions, but like.
They found Santa, the kid.
Is like looking. Like somebody that didn't speak English, would they think that Amityville Karen was a good actress?
I don't think they thought she was good. I think they just needed someone.
Well, no, but I'm saying like other people, would they know?
Oh. He's got a flair.
Sometimes I feel like certain foreign actors are just like more committed to things.
It's a big pit. There's that one like pit. Have you seen? I'm sure you've seen it. It's like insane. It's like so far under the earth. I forget where it's at. I think I bookmarked it.
It's a what?
There's like this pit that you can go into. I forget what country it's in. But it's like insane. Like you go down so deep to get inside of it. It's like this cavernous hole.
Like, is it a man-made hole?
Yeah, I think. You don't know what I'm talking about?
No. It's definitely a slow burn. It's taking a while to get to. Oh, so it's the night before Christmas. It's Christmas Eve. I think this kid, so he read all this stuff about Santa Claus, and so now he's worried that something bad is going to happen. That these guys dug up an evil Santa. So in this movie, I guess Santa's evil.
Like a Krampus?
Yeah. Well, like, that's what he's saying. Is like the people here, like, lured Santa onto some ice, and it broke, and he fell into this, like, lake, and then it froze. And then when the summer came, before it thawed out, they, like, dug up the ice and buried it in this mountain. And that's what those people have found.
I don't know if this is the right one, but the one that comes up when I search the giant cave is Grotta Gigante.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Slovenia.
I mean, that sounds about right for a giant hole.
But I feel like I saw another one that was like, it had like all these lights in it. It looks so crazy. I thought I bookmarked it. No, I can't find it. I was talking to my coworker about the string theory. Actually, I was telling Tati about the string theory, and I'm like, I've had so many examples of that in my life. Have you?
I don't know what that is.
It's like kind of this theory that we're all in some way connected. You know how it's like the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon,
right,
or something?
Right.
How it's kind of like that. So like, for example, like Clemente, he's like my best friend. Before I ever knew him or worked with him, he was in the background of my pictures from New Year's Eve when I was out with my ex-boyfriend and his friends. We were at this bar and Whistle Stop in San Diego, and it was for New Year's Eve. And then fast forward a couple years, I'm working at a law firm. We need to hire a receptionist. Clemente interviews at the place. Everyone liked him. He gets the job. We end up becoming really close friends. We're talking all the time, and we somehow end up talking about it New Year's Eve and where we go. And I was like, yeah, I was at Whistle Stop like a couple years. And he was like, I was there too. We start looking at our pictures. He's in the background.
That's crazy.
We're both in each other's pictures. And then another one is, before I ever thought about and moved up here, I had stayed at the hotel twice, and then I end up moving into an apartment that's like nearby.
Yeah.
Like so many.
No, I feel like this stuff happens to a lot of people though. I mean, like,
but Tati couldn't give an example. I mean, do you have an example?
Yeah. Like, that my friends moved that I went to high school with lived in New York and moved out here. And then their friend Kelsey also moved out, and Kelsey was friends with this other group of friends. I met Kelsey through my high school friends. And then I also know Amanda, but then Amanda met one of Kelsey's friends in some other way. And so Amanda was friends with there's this friend group that Amanda was friends with and I was friends with. We met them through two different people, but we didn't know that each other had known that friend group until years later when we went to some, I think, Kelsey's birthday party, and I showed up and Amanda was there and all these other people. And I was like, and then we realized the whole group, everyone all knew each other in that, the birthday party. We're like, how did you know these people? I'm like, well, I know this person through this person. This happened and this happened. And it was just this crazy, what the fuck? You think, it's one of those birthday parties where you're like, oh, this group of friends is going to come and, you're going to mix friend groups. But it turns out your friend groups all know each other. And so it's they're like, well, how do you know,
why is that kidding?
Because he's waiting. He thinks that Santa has escaped from that ice pit.
Got it.
And he's going to come tonight and
beat his ass. And he's falling asleep, sitting up again.
He's going to boil him in soup.
Oh, okay.
So that's what.
His shirt's coming on. Sweater's coming on.
Oh. That was supposed to drop so that it would wake him up.
Oops.
But it.
That was a fail.
Yep.
I have another example. Oh my God. At the Christmas party, at the holiday party, they had a magician walking around doing tricks. And I was like, I know that guy. And Tati's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that guy, I saw him at the Magic Castle.
Oh.
He was he's one of their house magicians.
Yeah.
That's always there. He did this trick for us. And the reason why I remembered him is because he did this special trick where he had to write on a card and he gave it to a girl that was sitting near us. There weren't that many people watching him do this trick. And at some point she gets up and walks away, and then he's about ready to finish his trick. And he's like, where'd that girl go? She's got the card. And he wrote something on the card that he needed in order to finish his trick. And she was gone. And so he was losing his shit over it.
Oh, that's funny.
Because he couldn't finish his trick. And he had to get that card back from her. So everyone's like, what do we do? And then two people got up and tried to go find her, tried to go to the bathroom to see if she was in the bathroom. No one could find her. She completely just took off or something and had that card with her. And so he was losing it because he's like, this has never happened in my whole career. This has never happened. I just don't know what to do. And da, 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 da.
Now he's been
freaking out.
Demoted.
Freaking out. He was the fucking magician at the party. And then another one is, what was this, a couple years ago when I was dating, or was this last year, when I was dating Roberto, we went to this bar to watch a band play, and I liked the band, so I looked up the band on Instagram, started following them, and then found out about this other singer through them that I liked, started listening to, followed her, went to go see her show at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And while I was there, there was a man standing in front of me who I recognized from every single dating app. I've seen him forever since I moved up here. Also matched with him, but he never talked. He was one of those. So nothing ever happened. He was standing right in front of me with his girlfriend, who I found out works with the band that I discovered everyone through. They're coworkers. They both work in the hair salon.
That's weird. Maybe
and I was standing right behind
maybe him. You're just one of those special people that has this happen a lot.
I guess that's part of it. Just and then another one saw don't show it.
They're not gonna show it.
Gross. Roberto and I went to go see another guy. This guy sing Max Fight.
Wait, Max Fight?
He this guy that's a singer, he was filming a music video at Harvard and Stone.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember sending you the picture. I'm like, this guy looks like he's dead behind the eyes. And we saw the video. He looks so dead. He's my neighbor. I saw him driving his car because he's got this classic convertible. And I'm like, is that Max Fight? And he literally lives across the street. Is that weird?
That's bizarre.
This shit happens a lot. Tati couldn't think of one time. She's like, that's weird. I'm like,
I feel I feel like for sure some people it happens to a lot more than others.
Maybe that just means I'm more in tune with
maybe, or maybe the we're paying attention to it more. I bet it happens maybe, a lot more, and people just don't.
People aren't paying attention.
Yeah, yeah, they're not.
They're checking their trap to see if Santa's in there or animal.
Something happened.
Trying to get an animal.
Well, they don't know what it is because they see that the pig head is gone.
Oh, whatever's killing the reindeer they're trying to get?
Yeah.
Ugh, it's a person. Oh my God. So the podcast that I listen, one of these podcasts that I listen to called Tea Time, Gabby Lamb and Harper Rose. So they've been on like a break because their producer quit on them.
Yikes.
And they had to like find a studio. They like totally had to get like a new producer to produce their podcast. So they've been like gone for like a month. And I've just been patiently waiting for them to be able to like put out a new episode. And Harper posted on her Instagram, there's like this, everyone's posting this like poll and their answers to this poll or these like, I don't know what it is, like some questions or something. And so one of her answers was, one time I found, I walked by a shoe that was on the sidewalk and looked inside and there was a severed foot and this was in Echo Park and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, I responded to her story and I was like, you have to share this on the podcast. And she said she was going to.
Good.
I can't wait.
Look at you. You're inspiring people.
I always talk to people on Instagram. Mm. I'm always sending DMs.
Mm.
I have like a long history of DMing comedians on fucking Twitter and Instagram. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes it doesn't.
Good old Bonnie DMs.
It goes down in the DMs. Actually, it doesn't go down. Actually, nothing happens, but you know, you can try. What's the worst that can happen? Oh, I started watching this most latest episode of Married at First Sight, or not episode, latest season. Well, that guy's dressed like Santa. These people are really into Christmas. Did you notice their decor in their house is like red and green too?
I mean, I guess when you live that close to the North Pole.
I guess that becomes your life. Whoa.
Oh, this is the guy they found in the...
They killed the hobo?
This is what they found in the...
The trap?
Yeah.
So the season came out a while ago, but it's just been on, it just became available on Netflix. And so I started watching it. These people are so terrible.
Yeah. All these shows are
fucking
terrible.
All of them need therapy. They don't need to be married. They need to be in therapy and they need to work out their fucking issues. It's fucking scary. I can't believe they allow... They just allow these people to like go through this process. Like they should be encouraging them to like go to therapy because
yeah, but no, that's
they're kind of going in with the expectation that they just want someone to like. It just seems like they're not without saying it. It becomes apparent that they just want someone there to like fix them, kind of.
Right, and that's why they bring those people into the show.
It's because those people
provide the most drama. Like these type of shows now,
it's good TV. Yeah, but exactly.
It's like they're like what is happening now is like that's part of the like just everything just sucks now because of like that kind of shit where it's like then people see that on there and like it's just like they keep selling this and people start like in their head like this is what it's supposed to be like. Or this
they
or
got
that.
Like weird ideas of right. what marriage is supposed
right.
to be
well
like.
Yeah, and so that's why everybody now so
it's
and they're
like literally obsessed with getting married. It's like
right and
weird.
It's like it's either the people that have this other thing where they're like yeah basically like so many friends are like you're supposed to basically not like your spouse after a certain amount of time of marriage, of course you don't have sex with each other anymore, and you're like
I heard someone make that comment on a podcast I was listening to today,
and I was like
they're like you know how it is you've been married to someone for 40 years and you just like don't give a fuck anymore, and I'm like what,
like then like then like you're all it means what? Is because you're also just like not trying, you know, like I feel like a lot of people think that like when you marry your like your one and only like your soulmate or whatever the fuck that like well now we don't have to do anything anymore, like I don't like we don't have to try because we've already found this person, and it's like no, that's not how this works, like you know, as you get older.
How does it work, Michael?
I don't know. I mean, it's just, you have to figure that out as you're going. Because
Michael, how does it work?
As you get older, you know, it changes. I mean,
Michael got married.
I'm not married. You know, like
Michael's about to get married.
At 20, you're different than you are when you're 30. Than you are when you're 40. You know, like what the fuck?
Whoa, is that a voodoo doll?
It is a weird, like, wooden. They're gonna
That's creepy.
So they're gonna cut this guy up and, like, supposedly this guy is only.
Whoa! Is he breathing? He's alive. He's not dead. They're about to cut him open, and he's not dead.
This guy also kind of looks like my Uncle Eddie.
Uncle Eddie. So the man fell in the pit, and he didn't die.
He smells like kid. So this is the evil Santa.
That, oh, they got him.
Yes, yeah, so this is.
Is that the one that was excavated?
Yeah, I think so.
And now the kid knows. The kid saw. What do they care if he saw? Who cares?
Well, because this guy, they thought this guy was dead, and they were about to cut him up and, like, basically hide his body. And they don't want this kid to know what they did.
Well, they finally, I don't know if you're paying attention to the news at all, but that torso that they found in Encino, they did finally identify it as being that guy's wife.
Oh, that weird, creepy guy? Yeah.
He dismembered his wife. But I don't think they found her parents. Her parents are still missing.
Oh.
Presumed dead.
Jesus.
Yeah. That story is a bit of a doozy. That kid's hitchhiking?
No, that's those Police? Are the cops. That's cops.
He's going to narc on his dad?
He doesn't know. You know, if you just paid attention for 5 fucking seconds, maybe you would know what's going on.
I don't know, Michael. I'm kind of...
It's a slow burn for sure.
Yeah. I typically like...
I think I got to get new headphones. These earpieces are, like, falling apart.
I typically like foreign films, but...
It's definitely... It's slow moving. I mean, it's good. Like, good production value. And the story's there, but it's just slow.
He said, why the fancy dress? Guy's wearing a blood-soaked apron.
The guy also looks like...
A fat Nicolas Cage.
No, this guy looks like a... He's like a fatter Tom Jane.
Who's that?
Look it up. You see Tom Jane. You know Tom Jane.
No.
He kind of looks like that guy. With a beard. That's Tom Jane!
I don't know who that is. He's kind of hot. Hubba? Hubba. Whoa, holy potatoes.
Oh. No, holy mackerel.
They're hoarding potatoes. Also, side note, I have a bit of a cold. Not COVID, but a cold.
Same thing.
It's not the same, because COVID took same my ass out.
Same thing.
Did you ever get it?
For like a day.
You did get it?
For like a day.
Really?
For like a day.
Mine was like 3 days.
Really? No, it was like a scratchy throat for a morning and then done.
Yeah, I was wondering because I had a scratchy throat and I was talking to Corel and she's like, well, I didn't even think of COVID. I just thought this feels like a cold. And then she's like, well, I hope you don't have COVID. And so I had one test left and I tested, but I don't have it. It's just a freaking cold. I can't tell you the last time I had a cold. Like, I thought I was pretty good about the hand sanny, but I guess I fucked up.
Yeah. Pump the brakes over there, you noisy.
I gotta drink my emergency. Or whatever the hell you brought me. I've been going to bed early. I drank so much water the past 2 days.
This kid turned into a coconut.
This kid put that wick.
So that's what this is. What this kid was even saying. No, he didn't. He's
got the voodoo doll. That thing is creepy as hell.
And so that's what he's saying. He's like, that like when the Santa guy takes the kids, like not even the bones are left. Like the kids just completely disappear.
Oh shit!
And that would make sense because they're replaced with these like weird little coconut dolls.
Yeah, it does look like coconut skin.
See, he looks like Tom Jane. That guy that I showed you, except if he's fatter.
That is. What movies has that guy been?
Dude, that guy's been in, like, everything. These guys are so Finnish that they don't even speak
Michael,
English.
Michael, what are you going to do for Christmas?
A big bunch of nothing.
Michael, should we make some food, or should we go to El Coyote?
We can do El Coyote around... I don't know if it's open on Christmas.
Didn't we go on Christmas?
We went
Christmas?
Last year.
Was it Christmas or Christmas Eve?
No, it was around Christmas. It was like either a day or two before.
No, it was Christmas or Christmas Eve.
It wasn't. I know it wasn't on Christmas.
Maybe it was Christmas Eve.
Maybe.
I thought that guy was alive.
He is. He's breathing.
Then why aren't they attending to him so that he doesn't die? If that's Santa, that's a freaking cracked out looking Santa.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, well, that's because he's been buried all these years.
Oh, I get it. He had to thaw out.
Yeah, he thawed out.
Well, speaking of cracked out, I just listened to the most recent episode of Celebrity Memoir Book Club, and they were discussing the Situations memoir. That guy, I didn't know that he had such a drug problem.
Yeah, you, what?
Yeah,
even
no
I knew that. I knew that.
I didn't know. He was doing like so many pills. Insane. He said that he would get pills at his tanning salon. That he had like some unspoken thing with the guy at the tanning salon while he was on the show on Jersey Shore.
Oh.
He would just go in and they'd give each other a look, and then he would leave pills in the tanning bed for him.
It's probably so easy for him to get drugs.
He's doing like 60 pills a day.
Yeah, the more famous you are. I don't understand people that do pills. I feel like they just seems weird because it takes forever for them to kick in. You know, like.
Well, not if you crush them up and snort them.
I guess. I suppose.
Or boof them. Can you boof pills?
Mm-hmm.
My God, I feel like you would know.
Oh, just Santa bit him.
What?
And ran away. Oh,
stop.
Look at that. He took a big old chunk out of the side of his.
Did they show it? I missed
no,
it.
No, it was like a jump scare thing.
Oh.
He was going to give him a gingerbread cookie.
Zombie Santa Claus attacked him. Oh, he's got rabies. Oh, he's sitting up now. He's talking in English
because they think he's a foreigner. They think he's from America. But because they found this like passport that he and they're like they think that he's only like supposed to be like 50 something years old, but he isn't obviously.
This is real creepy.
Can you imagine just like being this like
out.
Yeah this like bony old man that is so like. Skinny. Hey, we need you to play Naked Santa for a good chunk of this movie. You're going to be naked. If we see Santa ding-dongs.
You're about to see Santa's saggy sack, if you know what I mean.
What is back in 2010, he's calling people looking for his friend, Huso.
Oh, the cool kid with the earring?
Yeah.
Got it. They're still poking this guy. Bro, haven't you done enough? They're fucking accosting him. Jesus, he almost died. Last chance, asshole, he said.
Uh-oh.
Santa wants the kid.
Oh, so he's only...
Now he perks up.
He's like a...
Pervert.
Santa's like a pedophile or something. He only, like, little kid shows up, Santa's like, boing.
Ew.
Oh, Naked Santa's ready to talk all of a sudden. His blood is flowing. Kids around. Hey.
Michael, I got myself a Christmas present.
What did you get, Bonnie?
A new vacuum.
Oh, yeah. It's about time.
What?
Yeah, it's about time.
I vacuumed just last week. Yeah, but my vacuum, like, it just started doing this thing where it just, like, the roller thing, just, like, it rolls up the hair and then just spits it out.
It doesn't suck
it
anymore? It
just rolls everything and then sucks it and then spits it out.
But it doesn't,
so like,
there's no suction?
It's like sucking a little bit.
Did you check the
I've already done
the hose?
Clean the filter. There's no obstructions in the hose.
Are you sure?
Like, it's done. I already ordered a new one.
I was going to say, because I know that mine for
I
a while.
I got one for $44.
Like,
on
I thought
Walmart.
That I thought that the hose was cleaned out, but then all of a sudden, like, I did something and then it just, like.
I've been having issues with it for a while, so. I think I've had it for, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
I mean, the
Michael,
cheap
it's
ones.
It's almost my anniversary.
Cheap ones are cheap. Uh-oh. Look at them.
I just realized today I kept getting all these Facebook memories popping up.
Yeah.
And I think, like, around this time was, like, when I got the job offer and I knew I had to move. And then it was, like, crunch time to, like, get rid of all my shit, pack up my shit, and move up here from San Diego. 5 years.
Wow, damn.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Can you believe it's been 5 years?
Yeah.
It's crazy. What, was he standing up, showing his dangle?
No, he's like...
He seems to know you.
Oh, there it is.
Whoa, they're showing his dangle. It's the skinniest Santa I've ever seen. It's a long dong.
That happens when you get old.
What?
I don't know.
Your wieners get longer? Yeah,
I don't know.
Michael. A lot of
all the skin gets saggy and it just.
You think it just sags longer?
No, it doesn't.
Whoa. They're really showing his wiener. Holy hell. I definitely never wanted to see Santa's wiener. Especially that
look
Santa.
At his, like, this guy is his, like, he's got a weird look. And he's so bony.
Whoa. One shoulder is, like, weird.
Yeah, one shoulder's, like, pointy.
What the fuck? They're eating cookies?
They tied him
up.
Oh,
my God. Well, at least they put something on him. Good grief.
He is terrifying looking.
Michael, are you going to have nightmares?
Yes. I was just, look at it, like, talk about dead behind the eyes.
Wow.
It's like an animal that only perks up when it's literally getting ready to hunt.
He's, like, very glassy-eyed. There's something in Santa's jacket. A radio? I thought maybe if I ordered Thai food and I got spicy food, I could, like, help
purge the
sickness.
When my nose was stuffy last week, I made some noodles with, like, a ton of pepper. Oh. And, like...
Sick?
No. I remember last week I just had this stuffy nose. I was.
Is that why I'm fucking sick? Because
I wasn't. I don't think I was sick.
Whenever I come in from taking him outside, if I touch that gate, that door handle, I'm washing my hands every time. When I'm at work, I'm always I have hand sanitizer at my desk. So if after I touch everything, get to my desk, hand sanitize. I'm like, I'm pretty good about, especially when I have to make my coffee at the coffee machine. At work, I wash my hands. I'm like, how on earth did I get the fucking sniffles? Look at this. You, Michael?
Look how creepy that was. Bonnie, you just talked about how you were in a giant, enclosed, heated room with hundreds of people.
I was outside, and I wasn't sharing food with anyone. I didn't touch anyone. I was on the.
You don't have to just touch things, Bonnie.
I was on the patio the whole time.
You know how things are transmitted, Bonnie.
Vapors.
Either way, I don't think I was sick. I just had... My nose, it was the post, like I said, my...
freaking patient zero that gave us sickness.
Post-desert sniffle.
Nice.
Because I didn't need to take anything during the day.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
I didn't take any...
All I got for Christmas was the fucking sniffles.
No, I only took NyQuil at night so that I would sleep.
Thanks a lot. I guess I can say Michael gave me a Christmas present.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Bonnie.
Fucking sickness.
But either way, that's what I'm trying to tell you is what really helped when my nose was stuffed. I had that
spicy,
like,
stuff, right?
It wasn't even spicy. It was just like I put a bunch of black pepper on, like, just noodles and butter, and I ate it, and, like, within 2 seconds, all of a sudden, done. It was gone.
Well, I wanted to order Thai food, but tell me why the fucking Thai food that I wanted to order, everything was like $40 to $60, and I'm like,
Jesus,
I'm not doing that.
Christ.
Even though I got a Christmas present today, I'm not gonna spend that much money.
No,
so I didn't,
like,
get anything.
Certain things on, like, DoorDash or Uber Eats or something, I won't.
Insane.
It's way too fucking expensive. Why is his wife's hair dryer
out
there?
I wonder if they kick up the price around the holidays, maybe.
Well, they also kick up the price because everything's just getting expensive now.
I mean, everything's been expensive. This isn't new. Speaking of which, rent's going up. Kind of love that. Who's this? Oh, it's the scientist from the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
Michael, did you know it was the scientist from the beginning
of
the movie?
Yes. Oh, he's really little.
Well, now you know, because I just told you. You didn't know before.
Uh-oh. This kid.
Okay, but what happened to his friend? Do you think that doll is his friend? His friend got got by Santa?
Yeah. No, his friend's...
dead? His friend's a coconut doll.
Yes.
I inspired one of my attorneys. He's taking next week off.
Do what?
One of my attorneys. I told him I'm off next week, and he's like, well, I think I'll take next week off too.
Oh, look at you.
He's going to the desert for like 2 weeks. Palm Springs.
Money bags.
It's like It's so quiet this, like, today I didn't really have anything. I think tomorrow, I think he's got a tape that he's working on for me. But it's been pretty quiet this week.
Yeah, because do you have to work on Friday?
We're supposed to get off at 3 on Friday. But we'll see. We'll see. Even so, I don't care. It's not like I don't have any plans. I'm not going out of town or anything.
Right.
I ain't got shit to do.
Stay in the car, kid.
And Krell's Santa's, going out of town.
Santa's
going
to turn him into a coconut.
I'm not going to have anything to do on New Year's Eve either. Not that I usually really do anything. I don't think I did anything last year. Did I go to your house? I think
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're...
to get away from the fireworks?
Yep.
Okay, they put Santa in a cage. And the researcher is looking at him.
Oh my god.
What?
That was the... That's the door that mimics his, you know, the little advent calendar that, you know, you take out all the
Christmas
things.
Christmas Eve.
So it's Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And so that's his little, I don't know, some weird doll that he made. And so now he's going to go into the last, he's going to open the last one. Oh, now Santa is.
Santa's watching. Whoa. His eyes just, that's the creepiest fucking Santa I've ever seen. He's so skinny. Not Santa. Oh shit. He's an elf?
Oh god.
He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Oh,
shit.
The kid has been taken.
There's a bunch of naked Santas.
Whoa.
His helpers. Holy shit. How do they get so many old naked men to be in this movie? There's a.
Whoa. They threw a pickaxe at the researcher at his head.
It is. I mean, it's Norway, right? That they're filming this in?
Uh-huh.
In the middle of the night, fucking freezing. And I'm not even kidding you. Everyone's, there's 10 old naked men running through the snow.
Nightmare fuel.
You're right, Bonnie. Tonight's going to be like, Santa.
Ew. Gross.
Santa's a little helper. I need some help.
No, I don't.
With your big long dong.
Ew. What is that, a Krampus?
That's the real Santa.
Whoa, look at all the ovens. They're trying to thaw him.
Oh, that would explain why the ovens. That's why they're saying a lot of people's radiators and things were stolen from their house.
Oh.
It's because they've been trying to heat it. What the fuck?
Oh, all the kids are in sacks. That's funny.
This kid is really, like, just casual about all this stuff.
It's like he knew what was going to happen all along.
Yeah, turn off all the oven. Like, turn it all off.
Yeah, maybe get the kids out of the
You don't need bags. To kick them over. Just turn them, literally turn them off. It's funny.
They're electric stoves. Just cut the electricity. Yeah. Oh, there's the
You're not so tough anymore, are you, kid?
Crying like a little gill. Cry like a gill.
Uh-oh. Too late. I think these subtitles are coming a little too early, because...
They could just open the door.
No, but this kid... This kid is putting... He's formulating a plan.
He knows more than all the adults.
Yeah, and he's been telling them this whole time. But the thing is, he's just so casual about it. Like, he just rolls up, and they're like, what's this? He's like, oh, it's just this.
Trying to get them to listen to him, but what do you know? They don't. Typical men. Right, Michael?
That little kid just blasted a shotgun.
Right, Michael?
Look at this fake slow motion that they're doing. Like, they had to slow it down later. It's so weird.
The elves won't leave the hangar. It's either me or Santa. Gonna blow him up. How did he know those explosives were there?
Yeah.
How does this kid know all this shit?
This kid's dangerous.
These guys really like their gingerbread cookies or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that's like, I feel like it's going to come into play somehow. Too many naked men.
Oh my god, all these naked Santas.
Oh, he's luring them away with their gingerbread.
Oh. Well, that one's got a big old badonk.
Look at Bonnie just judging these old men's bodies.
Yeah, they need to be judged.
These old guys, they don't give a fuck.
Oh, they drop their weapons for cookies?
Is this guy think that he's gonna...
Is he trying to get in the airplane?
Is he gonna start up the helicopter? Yeah, how lucky for them that one of their buddies...
I saw some, like, someone post, it might have been on Twitter, that, like, 90% of men think that they could land a plane or something.
No, there's some...
Did you see that? No,
I saw that one thing where they were like, the amount of percentage of guys that think they could literally, like, fight off, like, a bear or a lion or something.
No, this one was about a plane.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying there's, another thing that was the same way, where it's like... Like, this, like, insanely large amount of just, like, untrained people are like...
The delusion is real.
Hey, you know what? You know what? You know, Bonnie?
I would at least
prefer somebody think that they could do it and at least try to save a life than to just sit there and scream and cry like a woman.
I've seen enough men scream and cry in my lifetime. Like little girls.
Yeah, they all do it silently and then they kill themselves.
And I laugh and I laugh.
This little kid hanging off the side of this bag.
This kid. He knew all along these guys weren't listening to him.
I love how they didn't also take any of the kids out of the sacks.
Those are the kids.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But like, they're all still in the sack.
They're taking them out so they can blow up the building that Santa's in. Look at their butts. Those old butts. How
those guys, I guess they do a lot of Norwegian squats over there.
Whoa, look at that CGI.
Not bad.
That looks like a ball sack. Also, like, he's hanging onto a ball 2010? Sack.
2010?
Not bad at all.
Not bad for 2010. Lucky for these guys, they all know how to drill dynamite. Oh, you know what's going to happen?
It's going to take a long time.
No, you know what's going to happen? They're going to fucking blow the ice.
Yeah, and then he's going to get...
He's going to get out. And
they
then
need to blow up the whole building.
That's like, what I think they're trying to do, but they're ensuring that the ice goes, I guess. Maybe blow the ice first and then blow the building.
They need more people to execute this plan. They don't have enough people.
They didn't have enough time.
Look at all these naked Santees.
They're luring them away.
God.
Oh, they're trying to, because he read the story about how they lured them into the ice and they fell into the ice.
This kid is hanging off a giant ball sack that's full of children off, that's hanging from a helicopter. Look at all these, that's creepy. All these CGI naked Santas.
Also, the ability for this guy to...
look how crazy they look. The fucking...
Oh, he's gonna...
Cold medicine I bought is not decongesting me at all, I feel like.
Maybe you're so congested that it can't.
Isn't it supposed to like dry you up? It's like not even doing that at all. That's why I took four. I took two at two. Like two. No, at one. And then I took two more at three. And it's not doing anything. I think I bought the wrong medicine. Oh my god, look at this kid!
Yeah, what are they doing? Swinging, I mean, it feels a little reckless. It's snowing out at night, and I'm pretty sure. Holy shit, yeah, they did that. Right. Yeah, they did that in like 20 minutes.
Right. It's like a bunch of dildos.
Oh, they're going to cut off his horns.
What?
Yep.
Oh, God.
Something tells me that's going to end poorly.
Typical men.
Gotta mount
something.
Yep, gotta mount things up.
Fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks.
That's what the kid says. Fiddlesticks. How is he supposed to drop the kids?
This kid. Oh my god.
This kid jumps from a sack suspended by a helicopter.
Oh,
wow.
No. This kid is like
he's
8 and he's sacrificing himself.
Oh, here come all a bunch the naked. Of
naked old men.
Whoa.
Run, kid. Trust me. You don't want to be around for this. Oh, my God.
He knows he's going to die. He's sacrificing himself to the naked Santa pervs.
They're Santa's helper. So Santa's helpers look like Santa, or look like what we think Santa is. That's why we think that Santa looks like this.
Jesus.
Oh, you know what? They're not going to do anything to him because he did something good. So they're judging him if he did something naughty or nice.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
So they won't do anything to him because he did something nice. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying, Bonnie?
Whoa.
Holy shit. Was that an A-bomb in there? God damn. Christ. Also, maybe you could have waited until you drove a little...
further away.
That's cool. That was a cool shot. Or maybe they all die the second Santa's officially dead.
Well, they all drop their weapons.
Huh? Yeah, so I think that's what it was. Never mind. I guess my theory was wrong.
What?
They stopped. Once Santa is gone,
they have nothing to do.
We're just going to assume that everything's going to be okay and leave this kid with a bunch of naked old men in a pen.
He left this kid.
Yeah.
To fend for himself with a bunch of naked men.
Okay, good. There's going to be like a resolution or something. Hopefully they have, you know, like...
I want to see if that Santa blew up.
Yeah. Did you not see that fucking thing?
Yeah, but I want to see what's left. I don't believe it. It's like...
Yeah.
I need proof. What are they going to do with those guys?
Yeah, exactly.
198 Santa Clauses.
So they're selling these back to those people at $85,000 per
piece. Wow, that guy did math really fast.
22% VAT tax. You know what that is, Bonnie?
What?
Value added tax that they do for all these. It's like a tariff. So you pay...
Michael, you don't know.
You pay extra money because there's value added to your product. So you pay a tax.
Michael, you're making stuff up.
Yeah, sure. So he saved their village.
What do you know? Some dumb little kid did something right.
And he let his dad blow up Santa Claus. My dad got to murder Santa Claus. What?
What? 312 days till Christmas?
That's weird. What is...
Whoa. Oh. Holy wieners and butts. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jeez.
They just, like... Oh, so they're...
They scrub the fucking Santas clean,
they're all naked. They're teaching all the Santas how to be Santas.
Oh. Ew, they're, like, holding dolls.
This is weird.
Very weird.
I guess maybe in other cultures, Santas are skinny.
Well, that makes sense that we would have a fat Santa.
Fat people are always, well, they used to be jolly. Now I feel like fat people are just angry. Fatties are angry, Bonnie.
So in the book that I'm listening to, one of the chapters he was talking about how America has so much obesity. And it's due to all the shit that gets put in our food.
Correct.
Compared to other countries that actually ban fast food and junk food.
Yeah, a lot of our food.
He's like, instead of us banning the food, we just blame the people for being gluttonous pieces of shit.
Well, I mean, there is some truth to that.
What if we just banned terrible foods? What if we got this extra shit out of our food? And then we'd have less of an obesity problem.
Bonnie. Why would we do that? Because then politicians couldn't get rich off of these companies and their fake fucking studies saying that all this shit's healthy for us.
This is Michael's QAnon moment.
Except for this, like, that's what they said back in the day about how, like, sugar's not bad for you, but it is.
Oh, and then I was hearing someone say, like,
studies saying that, like, fat's bad, sugar's good.
And when it's actually not that way.
Wow, that's it.
That's it.
I was hearing someone say that the sodas in other in abroad taste better than here.
Well,
because
we use
corn syrup.
Yes, because they use real sugar.
All right, Michael. Because
real natural sugars.
Michael.
Well, well, well.
Well.
You know, overall, I feel like it was good. I just feel like there just wasn't a lot like going on.
What? There was a lot. This was very action packed.
No, it wasn't action packed.
Yeah, it was.
It was a very slow build. It's kind of like one of those like. I feel like they did a lot with a little budget, you know. It was an interesting idea. I dig the idea. The little turn Phoebe. At the end. God, Phoebe. You know how like we think that this naked old man is like Santa, and then they're like actually
lots of wieners and butts.
Like, oh, actually it's not Santa.
Michael's got a visitor.
She just wants to go around and just smack her head on all these things and make all this noise. Bonk 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 bonk. Stick with your claws. You always have to put everything near my wiener. Stop. But like, yeah, I thought that the premise was good. You know, it was like a little twist and turn there at the end.
Yeah. So,
and then like, I like how they just like hinted at Santa and like they didn't.
They could have easily
done like another like 20 minutes if they wanted to like. Santa blows up, but it turns out he's not dead, yeah. You know, and then they had to like kill him again. I like how they just kind of like, yeah, we killed him and then we're going to do this. And then it got a little cheesy where they basically shipped all the, that's why it's called rare exports is because they're sending all the Santas out at $85,000 per Santa, making them, the three of them get to split $16 million. So
there's more than three of them.
No, it's just those three dudes. And then they each have their kids. Oh. But overall, I'd say...
What would you rate it, Michael? What's your rating, Michael? How many bacon torques?
Three.
Three?
Yeah. I mean, I think it loses a point because it was just a little too slow.
Yeah, it was tough to keep my attention.
Yeah, clearly. So.
Three. Yeah, I agree with that. Three. Yeah. I like the different take on Santa...
Yeah,
and all the naked butts.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a very original. Another one of those like
butts, butts, butts,
and wieners, wieners, wieners,
and dangles.
I think that was like the thing about it is that like
Mary Dangle.
Know, some of these other Christmas movies that we watch, they have like an idea that they want. They just don't know how to like tell the story of it.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like good storytelling and just like again a really interesting take on it.
And the fucking explosion was out of control.
I know that was cool. It clearly had some help with digital, but like they shot it, like it just had a really cool epic effect to it. I like it.
Yeah,
I like big explosion. So, yeah, it's worth it if you guys want to check it out.
Check it out. It's on Prime Video, also on other places too. But
me,
that was free though. I don't think I had to pay for that, right?
Well, wait, did it, I thought I saw something that said, "Are you still a part of that Screambox thing? Did you cancel that?"
What is that?
I don't know. Didn't you paid for it so that we could watch like Christmas Evil without commercials? I think it was like $4.99 or something. Oh, so it's not like man. It's a thing. Christmas present. But you might want to go and check in on those subscriptions.
Box. Shit. I don't even know where to find that.
And you bought it through Amazon.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So check my account. Yeah,
you check your Amazon account.
Got it.
So.
All right, Michael, what's your Christmas wish?
Just have a good day.
So,
you know, it'd just be nice to have a good day.
You have control over your days.
Do I, Bonnie?
Yeah. Yeah. Change your attitude and change your life, Michael.
I try, Bonnie. It's hard. Alrighty, until then.
You didn't ask me what my Christmas
wish was. What is your Christmas wish, Bonnie?
To get rid of this fucking cold you gave me, Michael. I know it was you. You contaminated my casa. I'm going to have to fucking Lysol everything.
Wasn't me. I had sniffles. I wasn't sick. I wasn't sick. You, whatever you're describing is worse than whatever I was feeling.
I got the snots and the sniffles and the sneezes.
Nope. those two things.
Snots, sniffles, I just had and sneezes.
Slight stuffy nose. That was it.
Well, maybe.
And it only got worse at the end of the night. It
manifested in a different way in me maybe. Than it did from you.
You have control over your life body. You have control over your life body.
Yeah, I do. That's why I live off of hand sanny.
Yeah, sure. And so that's why you get sicker, because you're not letting your body fight things, Bonnie.
Okay, here we go.
You're not letting your body fight things. Learn how to fight things, Bonnie.
Don't make me regret talking to you.
Yeah, today. Right. All right. Bye.